isn't it? Because he's with us now on Pulse 2 Matchday Live. Well done. Another 3 points, two goals, clean sheets. All going pretty well this at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, obviously, going into the game, the gaffer said to us it's going to be one of our hardest games because they just lost their manager. So we've got to go out there and put a performance and not think, you know, think of their position in the league, because obviously whenever a team loses their manager, you know, there's players that get a chance, new lease of life, and everyone wants to impress, whether it's the caretaker or the new manager that comes in. So we knew it was always going to be a tough game. Obviously first half I think we was well in control, but as the game went on you could see that they were putting a bit of pressure on us, and we dealt with it and we got the points that we deserved.
Not pretty at times. Was it enjoyable to play in, or was it only enjoyable when Harris put that penalty in the 96th minute?
No, every game's enjoyable, you know, because obviously you face different tests every week, you know. It's just like playing a Millwall away, and you know that style of play, you're never going to come up against the same style every week, so you just got to enjoy being out there. And obviously we showed that we can cope with the long balls going in and stuff like that, as well as, you know, playing against teams that can play it, pass it on the floor. So obviously, like I said, you're going to play against contrasting styles and you just got to learn to adapt, and I think that's what we've done today.
When it came to the penalty right at the end, obviously with that going in, that killed the game off. We noticed that Ivan Toney ran from the halfway line all the way to go and speak to his goalkeeper. Presumably he was saying to him, I've seen him in training at Newcastle, I know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
And he got it wrong.
Well, I guess I've not really seen him take many penalties, but obviously being his teammate at Newcastle, they would have had plenty of times in the training ground to obviously know what each other does. So I was confident because he's got great technique, Harris, and obviously whenever he's come on and stuff like that, he's played well and he's got the penalty. He's taken his chance well, you know, obviously it being a penalty, but he stuck it in, and obviously that's always a sigh of relief, because you know, whether it's 30 seconds or a minute, they could have just punted it downfield and got a goal. So that always eases off the pressure, and yeah, it was a great penalty, great result, happy days.
Yeah, I mean, last time we spoke to you, you said the gaffer had been at you to score more goals. Yeah. And then you went and scored, and
yeah,
apparently he's been on Nicky Law's back to get more goals.
Yeah, no, to be fair, I've heard that, but Lawsy's a very good player, you know, he carries the ball well, he hardly loses the ball and he sees passes. I guess we've got in the middle of the park, we've got contrasting style, you know, you have players that run in behind, you got players that come in the little pockets, and you know, players that can open up a defence, and we're showing that. You know, we got Lawsy, we had Phil today, which was playing just off the left in the little pocket, and you know, played very well. We had Lawsy playing, moved inside centre mid, and you know, obviously got his goal from the follow up. So now we, you know, obviously, like, everyone wants to contribute goals, you know, it's the best feeling scoring a goal. And I think he took his goal well, and it'll be a happy man tonight, and I think the gaffer will be a happy man too.
What was it like playing behind the Awula-Clark partnership? Because it seems to have gelled that, and obviously they keep coming out short, and, yeah, and couple of 1-2s, it was nice stuff at times.
Yeah, definitely. obviously knowing what they do, you know, the gaffer always says, obviously, if they're going to come short, always try and run in behind, because he sucked defenders out. And obviously today, that's what I was trying to do, just run in behind to stretch them. But they're building a very good partnership, and obviously they've scored a few goals. But their link-up play is very good, and it also helps the team, because, you know, whenever you have players that hold the ball up, it gives you an opportunity to come up the pitch. Yep. And obviously run in behind, and they do that, and it suits everyone else on the pitch.
Just before you got that penalty, yeah, you'd done that, you'd gone from what, that's your own penalty area, right? I thought you were going to run out of breath, you were going to run out of pitch, I thought, at one side. I think,
no, just get your head down and run. Man, you get your head down and run.
He's trying to relieve the pressure, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. You know, obviously, it must have been the 93rd minute,
yeah,
I think,
was, yeah.
I don't know where I find the energy from, but you know, I just said, you know what, just get your head down, last ounce of energy, bring it as far as you can, and I think if he didn't take me out, I think I might have been in myself. But
well, it's been a goal of the season. We talked about you getting goal of the season, yeah, last time. That might have just eclipsed
it. It might have done, yeah, but hey, yeah, you know what, we got a free kick and then we got a penalty from it and we scored, so you know what, as long as I'm doing my part for the team, that's the main thing.
Pleased you got a free week now ahead of, you know, no midweek game ahead of Oxford next week.
Yeah. No, obviously we can rest up and go again, you know. Guy in there, obviously confident but not cocky, you know, stay humble and just work hard. As you could tell, we got a very hard working team. One of the things that I noticed in the first half is that we were pressing them as soon as we lost the ball. And obviously that that triggers everyone, you know, that little, not to say erraticness, but that little bit of sharpness, you know, just to go and get the ball back, and we were doing that very well.
We're doing it as a pack as exactly. Well, it wasn't just you, we were all doing it together.
Exactly, yeah. And we pressed them well first half, and they couldn't cope with it, so now we just got to rest up and get our energy back and our physical capabilities. it's a free week, like you said, and I'm pretty sure we're going to rest up and try and go again.